About 75% of Arizona's registered voters cast a ballot in the November presidential election, but that doesn't take into account the number of eligible voters who are actually registered. Add in that only about two-thirds of people who could vote register, and suddenly voter turnout numbers can seem pretty low. One way some states are hoping to get more people to participate in elections is by automatically registering them to vote. Alberto Olivas is the executive director of the Congressman Ed Pastor Center for Politics and Public Service at ASU.
Some states, Alabama, California, Connecticut, Oregon, Vermont, and West Virginia, have created new laws that say anyone that's eligible that's in our motor vehicle database will automatically be a registered voter if they're not already in the system. And then those people will get a notice and they can decide to opt out of the system. They can say, no, please take me off the list. I don't want to be a registered voter. I don't want to participate in elections.
The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Olivas about this idea of automatic voter registration, and she joins me. So, Lauren, why would this be necessary? How difficult is it now to register to vote?
Well, it's not as simple as it sounds. I put that question to Olivas, too, and he told me that actually in Arizona we have what's called a bifurcated voter registration system because our voter registration form doesn't match the federal one.
It's very confusing. The requirements themselves have been changed over time. The form itself has changed over time. One of my favorite examples of that is that when I first started doing this work, the political party box used to say political party and then the word optional in parentheses. Well, they passed the law that, among other things, got rid of the word optional. Even though it still is optional, it doesn't say that on the form.
So what's the idea behind this? More people register to vote means more people will actually vote?
That's one intention, yes. But Olivas says the intention is also to make the whole process easier and to remove some of the barriers to voting.
A lot of first-time voters don't understand that they have to fill out a form in order to vote, or don't know what the process is. And so election day comes and they're caught off guard because they didn't go through this process before a set deadline. But also because this is based on the state motor vehicle systems in every state, the idea is that having this system based on that system automated would lead to cleaner voter registration rolls because you're required to update your address when you move with DMV, but people don't always do that with their voter registration records. So if it's
and that's
tied,
how we get duplicates
exactly,
and people who have moved or died or whatever still on the voter
rolls. So that's one of the ideas is that it'll lead to cleaner rolls, which will lead to fewer incidences of people having to vote provisional ballots and get mixed up with that process and is it going to be counted or not and all of those things. And there's also the idea that if more people are registered, more people will vote. So it will increase voter turnout and greater voter participation in a lot of these decisions.
Right. So in these states that have passed those laws, what has the result been? Are more people voting?
Well, we don't know yet. So six states have passed the laws. Only one has already implemented it. That's Oregon. They only have implemented it for a year. So that's not enough time to really have enough data to see what was the real impact on voter turnout and voter participation.
Sure.
And there's questions that people have out there about, you know, is this proper? So some of the concerns that have been raised about automatic voter registration is, do we want government to be forcing people to be voters? And will it work? Will that have a beneficial impact on our election outcomes?
Right. So let's talk a little bit about voter turnout. So in Arizona, I read, I think it was about 74% this time. So about a quarter of registered voters didn't vote. But do you know how many eligible voters are registered?
It's not good. Over time, Arizona's towards, we're not at the very bottom of the list, but we're towards the end of the list in terms of voter participation rates across the country. In general, the voter registration rate is about two-thirds of eligible citizens registered to vote. And then of the registered voters, the turnout rate for elections varies very much based on whether it's presidential elections every 4 years or local elections have extremely low turnout, sometimes in the single digits of a percent.
I wonder, have more people stopped voting here in Arizona over the decades? Have more people started voting? What's it look like?
If you graph out voter turnout over time nationally and in Arizona, so this is not just an Arizona issue, voter turnout and participation rates are declining over time for all age groups. The turnout rates increase with age cohorts, but all of those lines are going down. We should be very concerned with why fewer and fewer people are participating in the decisions that determine everything about how we live, how we do business, what our rights are, and so forth.
Yeah. What do you think goes into that? Do you think it's civics classes and news, or what is it?
So I have some theories, and I do a lot of talking about this, but one thing we know is that from the 50s to present, the amount of time spent in public education in K-12 on voter skills, the skills of citizenship, has really almost disappeared entirely. Some people point to the standardized testing movement as being one of the factors that has really pushed civics to the very edge of the plate. So civics is one of those things that's not as easy to assess through Scantrons and multiple choice tests. And when we do approach civics that way, it emphasizes memorizing names and dates and places, but not the how-tos. We haven't taught students and voters really how to be skillful navigators and actors within this system. And over time, we've done less and less of that. And nobody has really filled in the gap. So now that schools aren't doing it, somebody has to fill in that gap. And colleges and universities are now starting to take up that mantle. But it's a slow process.
That was Alberto Olivas with the Congressman Ed Pastor Center for Politics and Public Service at ASU. And Mark, he also told me that he thinks the way that automatic voter registration could become law here in Arizona would be through a ballot initiative that voters could approve, not through the state legislature.
That's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Mark.